Things are coming together for Altron's plans with Karabina, which it acquired just over a year ago. The technology group has been named the Microsoft licensing solution provider in South Africa and will be the software giant's biggest LSP partner in the UK through its subsidiary, Bytes, as well. This license allows Altron to position Karabina to become the go-to partner for everything Microsoft. And the company's CEO, Mteto Nyati, joins us to discuss what having this edge means for the overall growth potential of the business. Thanks so much, Mteto, for joining us this evening. So, as I say, Altron named the LSP partner in South Africa by Microsoft. How much of a coup for the group?
Look, we are particularly pleased with this announcement. We have been on this journey now with Microsoft for over 6 months. They had an open process that they applied, where we all of us applied, and to find ourselves in a position where we are now the licensing partner of Microsoft is something very important. Mm-hmm. Because it talks to our digital transformation strategy. We have identified as a group that that is the area where we would like to grow our business. And the partnerships with companies like Microsoft helped us to become that partner in South Africa to our customers, whether you're talking public sector customers or financial services customers. So we're very excited about this.
Of course, this all in a bid where, your target or your aim right at the start was to do more with your customers, to cross-sell, to upsell as well. How quickly do the benefits start filtering through to your bottom line? Is it instantaneous?
We see this thing as we'll build it to its full potential over a 3-year period. You know, we of course have been able to assemble a team. We already have a team that is going to be hitting the ground running. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we do things the right way. You know, and when I look back at the time when I was with Microsoft, some of the complaints that we used to get from our customers said, you know, we've got these licensing partners. They come and drop and sell me a license and they leave. Mm-hmm. And I never really truly get the business benefit out of implementing the software. The good thing that we have done within Karabina is that they have got implementation capabilities. So now we'll sell the license, but at the same time we implement the technology so that our customers can realize the benefit immediately. So there's a licensing opportunity that we're going to get, but also a services opportunity on implementation, which is really where we are aiming.
Well, what about the benefits you are set to derive? Have the back of the matchbox figures been done in terms of how much this potentially adds to your bottom line down the road?
Yes, we have done all of that, but I would not like to be communicating the numbers here. We will be announcing our interim results soon, where we'll be sharing the details of those numbers. On the 23rd, we'll be announcing our interim results.
Okay, so we get to grips with those then. In the meantime, you've got to admit that right place, right time has worked in your favor here with the void left by companies like EOH. Just how rife have those opportunities become?
So, you look, we have a market here that is, even the current companies, IT companies, cannot satisfy the demand that is out there. You know, if you look at major companies, look at financial services companies, they're moving to the cloud. All of us do not have enough skills to help these companies to move to the cloud. So as much as we can say that there is a void that has been created, I would actually like to see some of these companies come in, because our customers want as many of us as possible to help the industry to move forward, to help South Africa. You know, so yes, it's a great opportunity. We like that, but there is so much for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having said that, though, with a player like EOH still struggling to rehabilitate its public image, how tough is the onboarding of clients in this kind of environment? And in this case, a player like Microsoft, which one assumes has become a lot more circumspect with companies needing to perhaps tick a few more boxes than they needed to in the past.
So as I was saying, Alicia, it took us almost 6 months to go through this process. I don't know whether this is their normal process, but certainly they took their time. They look at each and everything. And we are very excited as a company to have gone through that level of due diligence and then coming through and being given a thumbs up. And we're excited for ourselves. We're also excited for our country. We're also excited for our customers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know you can't talk Microsoft specifically, EOH either, but how much of a cautionary tale is EOH for you in terms of doing business and the kind of business risk companies like yourselves face in the current environment?
So I'll rather focus on what we are doing within Altron.
Yeah.
You may have heard recently that we announced about a month ago that we suspended a number of our three executives in one of our operations called Altron Nexus. You know? And this came through whistleblowers from within our own company who told us that they were picking up these activities. What that says to us is that the culture that we're trying to build within Altron is starting to take root. You know, mm-hmm. We have our own people being very clear about the kind of behaviors that they would like to see and coming forward and sharing things that they're uncomfortable with. So I'm very, very happy with the direction that we are going as a company.
Okay, so those are some of the shifts that are happening internally. Mm. Externally, how much of a shift are you noticing when it comes to companies wanting to pursue digital strategies a little bit more aggressively? Of course, because with it comes efficiencies productivity-wise, but yes, from a cost perspective as well.
The shift externally is very interesting because each time companies like financial services companies decide to move in a particular direction, they are leaders. A number of South African companies look to them because of the regulations that they typically have. So the move to the cloud that has been driven largely by financial services companies, it has created such a big shift to embracing the cloud in South Africa. Plus, the fact that companies like Microsoft have come up with their own data centers, Amazon has announced their own data centers, the combination of those factors have accelerated the adoption and the move to the cloud, which is really exciting for our country.
Mteto, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio, and good luck as you venture forward. Mteto Nyati is, of course, CEO of Altron.